Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, this is on everyone's mind as the war in Ukraine enters its third week. Have crop prices stabilized yet?
Well, if you look at wheat and corn, the answer is no. If you look at soybeans and cotton, yes. Go back to February the 20th in Medford, Oklahoma. The price of wheat was $8.14 a bushel. That is for forward contracted wheat for harvest delivery. You get to March the 7th, that price was $11.52. 2 days later, on the 9th, it was back down to $10.30. It looks like it's hunting for a top up here, but there's still a lot of volatility. You got corn prices back on the 20th, $5.73. Now, this is 2022 harvest prices, $5.73 for a forward contract. On March the 7th, $6.18. On March the 9th, $6.12. So corn prices have risen, but look like they've stabilized. Soybeans, they've been around $14 plus or minus 10 or 20 cents. Really nothing on beans. Cotton at 101, nothing really there. Now, things going on in the market besides the war that may stabilize it is India is the second largest producer of wheat. They in the past have exported very little wheat. Last year they said they wanted to start getting in the export market. They have wheat to export, and it looks like they may enter the market, and that could help stabilize our prices. You also got Belarus that wants to export more wheat, and Pakistan and Romania wants to start putting more wheat in the export market. That would lower wheat prices, but I think those prices will still remain relatively high, but at least they won't be as variable as they've been over the last couple of weeks.
We've talked a lot also about increases in the price of fertilizer. What are we seeing there?
Well, fertilizer, just like wheat, the majority of the increase in price of fertilizers was before the war started. You go back to February of 21 through February of 22, before the war, you saw 104%, a doubling of nitrogen prices. You saw a 68% increase in P and K prices. After the war started, you got a 34% increase in fertilizer and about a 25% increase in phosphorus and potassium prices. Big increases in prices, but the majority of that price increase was already there. It is because of COVID and the hard winter. The supply chain of fertilizer had been emptied, and the manufacturers and the importers have been trying to get that supply built back up. So that's why we already had high prices, and then the war just created more problems and magnified that price increase.
The WASDE numbers were released this week as well. Normally that would be the first thing we talked about, but so many big things going on right now. Any surprises or anything going on with WASDE?
Well, not very much on this WASDE. You can look at the ending stocks. That summarizes everything. On wheat, they expected the ending stocks to be 628 million bushels. Came in at 653, a little higher, but you know, given the scheme of things, that's a no impact. Corn, they expected 1,479 a million bushels of corn. They got 1,440, right near there, so nothing. Soybeans, they expected 278 million bushels. They got 285, not much change there. Cotton, the same way, no changes in cotton. So the WASDE, it was a non-event this time.
With all this in mind, lots of factors, variables, turbulence even, what guidance do you have for producers this week?
Well, I think if producers can just stay out of the market right now, stay on the sidelines and let things stabilize. If you're looking at summer crisis, if you're looking at summer crops and prices, they could stabilize, but you can't afford not to put the fertilizer on your commodity. You got to produce a high quality commodity that you can sell domestically and on the export market. It takes about 3 pounds of nitrogen to produce a bushel of corn. With urea at $890 a ton, and that's a high price, it takes about $2.90 of nitrogen to make a bushel of corn. And what can you forward contract corn for now? Up in the $6 and the $7 range. You can't afford not to put it up.
Okay, great advice and perspective, Kim. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.